while we know who's going to be the American League representative, it's still, quote, a crapshoot with the Mets and the Cardinals. How do you see it at this point, Jim?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting conversation about whether it's a crapshoot or not. I mean, I think, you know, they talk about luck is the residue of hard work, and I think that hard work is planning, putting your team together, shaping your team, and how it all comes together in the playoffs. Is the only crapshoot there is who's hot, who's not, and who's healthy. And both of these teams, when you take a look at the National League clubs, the one question for them, and we've really seen two sets of games. We've seen one game for each team. We had a very well-pitched game from the starting pitcher in Glavine and Supan, and the other game was really a bullpen screw-up, and the bullpen let the game get away from them, and that happened with the Mets later on in the game, and last night's game really was a little bit of the starting pitcher, but the bullpen could have kept it closer, and they just didn't get the job done last night. So we're going back to the Game 1 starters tonight. This is a little bit of an unusual series in that they have not had any days off. They have not had the opportunity to kind of set up their starting rotations as well as you typically do. They are going to play, including tonight, 5 days straight. So that's made it a little more difficult to go through some of the planning.
Why is that, Jim? Why? I mean, when they have a chance, speaking of planning, why has it fallen out that the Mets and the Cardinals are playing 5 days straight when usually there's a especially when they're traveling, to play a night game, turn around and play another night game in the other city, that's pretty tough.
Well, once you get a game rained out, then you're going to squeeze the remaining games into whatever time you have because the World Series is going to start when the World Series is supposed to start. Right now, the A's have the benefit of getting that rest. And reading this morning, I think the team that goes into the World Series with a chance to have the most rest, 12 out of the 13 years has been the World Series winner. So that helps and stacks up pretty well for Oakland. But sometimes the adrenaline that you get from really digging it and grinding it all the way along, if the injuries are dealt with and rest is, and players aren't too tired, pretty much everybody is this time of the year, then it can help the other team. I've always felt like taking too many days off, you mess up your timing. If you take 3 or 4 days off, which is what's going to happen with the A's, it can mess up the hitter's timing in particular, and they can come out a little more slowly when they start to play again.